Angela doesn't get the news that she's been waiting for, but she is not going down without a fight. And neither is Michael. Literally. Stay tuned.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Dun, 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 dun. Welcome back, girls. All four hosts here today. Representing. Yes.
What?
Hey, AfterBuzzers. Welcome back to the after show for 90 Day Fiancé. We've missed you. We really have. I'm your girl, Alex Bowers. To the left of me, we have Linda and Twee.
Hi, guys. Happy New Year. Linda, new decade. Yes. Different drama.
Yes. Linda stays with the tea. I'm ready to know what's going on in the 90 Day family. It's been a couple weeks.
It's been a while.
We need the tea, okay? Stacey Olives.
Hi, guys.
Stacey has a question or two for us later on. Get you in your feelings. You always get me heated.
Yeah,
we have Ashley Bowden.
Hey, y'all.
Ashley's going to be here with me, you know,
chilling,
talking. She can't do the live chat, you guys, because unfortunately it's down until further notice, but go ahead and hop in those comments. Slide in the comments. Slide in the DMs. Wherever you can contact us.
Wherever you can slide.
Slide, okay?
But not really.
Okay? A lot going on in the news world, right, Linda? Anything you can give us?
Listen, I got the answers for why Michael was denied his visa. Stay
tuned. The real reason. Because there was more to what he was... Something happened. And Angela went over there. What's up? Inspector Gadget with it.
She bought a plane ticket and went. She was like, this is happening.
Yeah.
No one's stopping me from... Meemaw's not going nowhere.
It's so funny.
Her man's coming with her.
Thoughts? Overall thoughts on this episode? Well, the... Two episodes. We're covering episodes 8 and 9. Mm-hmm. Overall thoughts on both. Let's just put them together.
I thought that this was the most action that's happened all season. Mm-hmm. I'm liking how some of the storylines are coming together. And I'm liking how, like, bringing back Angela and Michael was the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm. I liked how it was very candid. I feel like nobody was holding back. We were getting the real deal. Mm-hmm. So that's what I appreciate about it.
Yeah, I feel like there's a lot more tension now. Like, exactly. You can see the interactions between the couples or their family members, and like the real stuff's coming out, and it's getting a little awkward while you're watching, but that's what we love.
We like that
drama,
awkward.
Yeah.
I agree, and I feel like the only couple we're missing the real drama from... I'd say Jasmine and Blake. Mm-hmm. I need more than just she's not getting along with my... Or she's not opening up to my friends, okay? Like, what else? Like, what's really... I need to know about her. We don't really know about her. I really want to know more about her sister, too.
She's
like,
very private.
She is. So it's going to be tough to get something out, but we need
it. Some of the questions her mom... his mom was asking was very interesting.
I think she just wanted to know some things.
I think that's how the reveal is going to happen. I think that mom's going to keep poking, not knowing that she's poking, and we're going to see Jasmine kind of
melt.
I agree.
The layers peel off a little bit.
Yeah,
absolutely. Mm-hmm. So you guys, we're going to start with Anna and Marcel, and then Michael and Angela. We'll get to them second. You know. But with Anna and Marcel, things weren't looking too good. Joey wants Marcel gone. what were your thoughts on the whole situation? I just kind of want to talk about her. Stacey, I'll start with you. Bringing the kids into this whole, you're not going to be here with us anymore type thing. Or like when he talks to the family, she was upset. Like, this is what you asked for, right?
This is what she wanted the whole time. But she knew going into this that her kids, it was going to be an issue. That's what I understand. She, like, went with her emotions, her feelings, the excitement of a new relationship. I'm falling in love. Yeah. And she just, it's like, hello, like, you need to think of these. You're older now. You're not 21.
And for the kids?
Yeah, and for the kids, it's sad because it's like, a push him, like, they're like, oh, he's here now. Oh, now he's not. And they're just bringing them into the drama. So they're, you know, that's why a lot of these kids become little adults, because they're going along with the emotions with the mom and feeling all the things she's feeling. So it's like,
I thought it was,
where's the stability?
I thought it was inappropriate for her to have that grown-up discussion about Marcel and her no longer having the marriage be a thing at that point in front of especially the younger kids. Mm-hmm. There's a such thing that I grew up with this called grown folks business.
Right. Yeah.
And that so was true. Grown folks business. That was a grown folks business moment. Mm-hmm. And the kids should not have been allowed to be privy to that conversation. Mm-hmm. Because they're not old enough to deal with the emotions that come with it. As we saw, the little boy was extremely sad. Not only was he sad that Marcel wasn't going to be there anymore, but he was sad that his mommy was crying. Mm-hmm. So at that young age, how do you process that?
Right.
So I just thought it was very unfair and manipulative. And I thought it was interesting how she looks at Marcel after the little boy was crying and said, oh, look, you're making a child cry. Yeah. Don't bring him in to try to pressure Marcel to marry you, because right. if he wanted to, he would. Mm-hmm. He would betray his family and he would marry you.
She said, you're breaking your child's heart.
Yeah, very manipulative. Linda.
That's selfish. That's selfish.
Linda, right there. I feel like I can hear your thoughts. Yeah. While we're all talking, I'm like, Linda got something good to
say. I'm going to go with what Joey, her oldest, said. I'm annoyed that she put them all through this. I think that if we bring it back to the basics, where you met this dude online, he knew from the very jump that you had three children. And when he first told you that he was not going to tell his family or that you need to hide your three children, that should have been the only red flag that was important to you that you ended this, because mm-hmm. now here we are.
Yeah,
and here we are with hurt feelings and no boundaries. So you have your mama coming in, talking crazy, saying she's done with this, and I knew this was going to happen. Well, if you knew it was going to happen, you should have stepped in as well. At what point do the grown folk, like you say, step in and start acting grown so that these three children don't get involved in drama that is unnecessary?
Yeah, and she's pressuring him. She's texting him. She said, she told him that she hates him, that he's weak, she wants him gone. She was just acting up. Those text messages, I'm like, Anna, is this you?
Anna,
the beekeeper, really?
You're right. He is weak, and so are you.
Facts.
Okay, yeah, I'll take that.
Because you know what was crazy is when the kid said, you know, he's a grown up, so and living in a different country, so he should be able to stand up to his family. Mm-hmm. I was like, see, you have a child speaking the only thing that makes sense in this situation.
The right. kids have more sense than the adults in this situation. We say it every week.
Yep. Absolutely.
And that reminds me of a meme that I saw on one of the 90 Day pages that said, if you don't believe that drugs or that love is a drug, just think about how the kids on every season have more sense than the parents.
Yeah, because they put them through the ringer.
It is
so sad.
Next up, Michael and Angela. Michael.
Yeah, Michael.
So,
I gotta go get Papa Michael. What does she call him? Papa Michael?
Papa Michael.
Yeah, Papa Michael.
That's so cute.
He finds out that he's ineligible to receive the visa, and they're both shook. I thought Angela was gonna go off, set it off or something.
Like, go off on him?
She was super calm, yeah. Mm-hmm.
She loves him. She's like, Michael.
It's because he did that little tear, the waterworks.
That was good.
He cried.
That was a good one.
Yeah. And he cried like real crocodile tears.
Yeah.
But I don't think.
Wait, do you think that was like because he doesn't get to come to America?
That's it.
It's not about
her.
Yeah,
it wasn't about her.
He was heartbroken.
Go ahead.
He wants to see Trump.
Listen, he was heartbroken because he had put in all this work. He has done his time, and now he's not getting the ultimate reward, which is coming to America, mm-hmm. is what he wanted. Right?
And she gave him the flag. Remember the ceremony?
Yeah,
she gave him
the flag,
you know,
and the ring, and yeah.
Just a mess.
His dreams have been crushed, and his dream does not include
wow.
Angela.
Yeah.
You see the pain, though. You guys, that was real, like, dramatic. That was real.
Yeah, because yeah. he wants to be here.
He wants to be in America, girlfriend.
So, okay, we're saying
so you guys
he wants to be in America, right? And then let's go ahead and talk about this situation he had with his friends. Where his friend, one of his friends calls Angela trashy and Michael turns up. He was ready to fight, right? Was that because he really loves her, or do you think he's just like, dang, I'm really not getting to the U.S. there, too?
I think he kind of
loves
her.
I think
he loves her.
I think the greater love is for America.
Right.
But I think there is a love there. Because she's being a protector and a provider for him at this point.
Hey yeah. guys, Brianna in the booth here. I just have a second type of thought of it. It might not be like, oh, I don't get to go to America for that one. That might be, we know how Angela has reacted in the past when he has not backed her and chosen his friends over her. And it could be, I need her to marry me here. So let me do something to prove how much. So if she sees this, then she's not going to get mad and she's going to marry me here.
Just a
thought.
I could see that.
Calculated.
I don't know. I still think he likes her. Like, he might not be fully in love with her, but I think he has fun with her.
Yeah,
I think they have like
a weird kind of relationship.
You know, she entertains him. He goes with it.
When she jumped up and flew out to Nigeria, it reminded me of like when your kid gets in trouble at school and mom pops up at the principal's office to go off on the principal. Like, what's going on with my baby?
She took off. She was ready. I'm like, where'd you come up with the money from, Angie?
How are you getting all this money?
Where's the money?
She finds that money to get to Nigeria.
I'm telling you, Mima has some money hidden somewhere.
You know she got a stash in the house. Every grandma has a stash in the house.
She has something.
Nine people living up in there. But I wanted to touch base on a couple of things that I thought was interesting about their story. So Angela goes to see her attorney, and he says that in his opinion, they should wait for the denial to come, if there's a denial, and then appeal the K-1 visa so that they have less time to wait. But I thought it was interesting when Michael went to see the attorney, she said not to appeal the K-1 visa, mm-hmm. let that go because it looks bad for them, and go ahead and get married there and do a K-3 visa. So you have two opposing lawyer opinions mm-hmm. and then you have two opposing people who are going to come together in Nigeria when she gets there, and she's saying no, I don't want to get married in Nigeria, but we don't know what the better option is because you have two experts saying two different things.
So in this case, K-1 or K-3?
Well, here's the thing. We did have two opposing legal opinions. One opinion, which was from her lawyer in the States, was more so for her benefit, looking out for her, just the greater good of Angela. Like, hey, don't go get married in Nigeria, because if you do that, you're going to have a problem if you get a divorce. The other one was more so for them as the benefit of them as a couple, as a unit. Like, if you do this here, then, you know, the likelihood of you getting the K-3 approval is greater than us appealing the K-1. So, to answer your question, I don't know.
So,
I
think that she's K-1 or K-3?
I think she's go get married over there. And then
K-3.
Try to bring him back over here.
Okay, Linda, K-1 or K-3?
She wants him.
Linda.
She wants him bad.
You are an independent woman.
I mean, if I'm...
Put on your independent woman hat.
I mean, I have it. I'm just trying to weigh out both options because I can see both sides of it. I think that the K-1 visa is their best bet for Angela and Michael, but if they don't want to wait the 2 years, the 18 months to 2 years that it's going to take, then they should do K-3. If I was going to say, hey, this is my opinion, if you're already in Nigeria and you really love your man and you want to like snatch that down, go ahead and get married.
I'm going to say I would go straight back to the States with my grandkids in K-1 or K-9.
K-1 or K-9. That's how I feel,
too. You guys think she's going to stick to that?
No.
She didn't seem like it. She hopped on that plane too quick. It's all talk. It's all talk. But if I were her, it would be K-1 and K-9.
I would probably do K-1. If I was in that situation, I wouldn't be doing all that back and forth.
No, I don't have time for it. Nope. All right, moving on. Robert and Annie. We should add in Bryson and Robert's sister, Robin.
She's fun.
Yes.
She's a fun girl.
So before we bring Robin in, Robert ended up renewing his lease, as we knew he would. And it's Annie's birthday. Thoughts on her wanting to go to the strip club?
I say go ahead and go to the strip club. Yep. It's your day. Do you. Mm-hmm. If you want to go to the strip club and have fun, then go ahead and do that. Mm-hmm. You're a grown-up. He's a grown-up. I don't see what the big deal was.
The deal was him agreeing to go and then shooting her down afterwards. Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. It was just, oh, yeah. Like, at first he was like, no, he was hesitant. And then he was like, all right, whatever, let's go, right? And then as soon as you get there and you see she's having a good time, you're like questioning her now. Now you're questioning her sexuality and all this stuff instead of just having a good time with your girl. Like, that's where everything was just kind
of
coming.
I think Robert has this image of what he wanted Annie to be. He wanted her to be this maternal, this pure maternal energy and image for Bryson, and it's turning out.
But he wants
she's good
sexy,
for Bryson.
Like,
she is good, but he can't. But that sexy part of her, he's having a hard time processing that.
Yeah.
But I think it is. I think because he's 41 years old. Yes, he has a specific type. He's been there, done that with what he thinks is like the wild child girl. Mm-hmm. She's beautiful. She's sexual. She's like a party girl. He's been there, done that. That's why he has 5 kids. Mm-hmm. So now he's thinking, oh, I found this young one who's still my type, who doesn't have any kids, that can be like the motherly figure, you know, Holy Mary to my family. But the thing is, you can't want all these things and then not produce the things that you said you were going to produce. Mm-hmm. She's way younger than you. She still has a lot of growing up to do. So it should be okay that she wants to exert the fun.
Yes. And she says this to Robin as soon as his sister Robin gets in town. She's telling her all the false promises that her brother made.
Yeah.
Like, and then he sits down and she does not switch up or stop. She's steady going.
I like that, though. Yeah. She's honest and real. Like, she is honest. Not bullshitting anybody. So I feel like a lot of people get pissed at Annie that she wants his money. But I'm like, no, she's being upfront. That's what I thought nice things were going to come my way and all this stuff.
Well, like Robin said, what money? Because Robin believes that he's poor. Her words, not mine.
When she said that, I died of laughter. He said, who's poor?
Right.
I think the bottom line is Annie had a vision in her mind of what her life was going to be like in America. She wanted to live her best life. She wanted shopping sprees. She wanted a lavish lifestyle. She wanted strip clubs, threesomes, and everything else. And it's just not happening.
She wanted sex 3 times a day. He's not producing anything.
She wanted the whole shebang.
She needs a younger man then.
Well,
I don't think it's an age thing.
It's not an age thing. I think it's a bait and switch. I think he was promising her all these things.
Yeah.
Think about it. If you promise all these things, Stacey, you know, when you get here, I'm going to get you an iPhone. When you get here, we're going to go on a shopping spree. We're going to go to Beverly Hills. When you get here, I'm going to move us into a beautiful 2-bedroom apartment. If you're continually told those things while you're where you are, you're coming with some expectations because this person has put those thoughts of, you know, living the luxurious lifestyle in your head. Mm-hmm. So you come here and then you're being taken to a thrift store. You're living in a 1-bedroom in a 1-bed with 3 people sleeping in it. And all the promises are being stripped down. Yeah, I would have a bit of an attitude too.
Yeah. Now, she was balling on a budget when she went dress shopping. Yes. But she ended up finding something really nice. Mm-hmm. They say there's a dress for every budget. I don't know. I feel like during that moment when she got emotional about her mom, I feel like we saw another side of her. And I don't know. There's a lot that we don't know about Annie. Yes, she may get on her nerves. And she may come off like she just wants stuff. For me, it's just automatically she really doesn't want any money because there's no money there. But
basics.
She's deeper than she comes off on screen.
I think Robin was a good balancing force for her.
Yeah.
I think Robin, even though she doesn't know her, knows how to speak to her where you guys are actually having a conversation and you're actually pulling out who the real Annie is.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think she's on the defensive because she's got this dude who's not only basically lied to her to get her over here, but then confronts her on everything that she does, making her feel like she's the bad person. So you want to go to the strip club, and then you're now questioning my sexuality because I had a good time at the strip club? That doesn't make sense.
And who knows? Maybe before he used to say, we used to go to the strip club, me and my friend. Like, he might have talked about the strip club. Like, people do that, you know? And then later on, you bring it up, and now it's a bad thing?
Yeah, agreed.
No.
Moving on, Mikey and Natalie. So, with this couple, it's mainly the issue of religion. We've talked about religion before on, you know, plenty of 90 Day shows. But would this be a deal breaker for you in a relationship? Let's just refresh.
Are you talking to me?
Yes.
Yes. And if you guys have watched me on any of the 90 Day shows, I always say that religion, money, and sex are the 3 things that you need to talk about up front, or else you guys will not be on the same page. And if you look at what's happening this season, Annie and Robert, it's sex and money, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mike and Natalie, it's money and religion.
Mm-hmm.
I think that with Jasmine and Blake, it's going to be money, money, money.
Mm-hmm. And religion with the parents.
And religion with the parents. I mean, money, sex,
and religion.
Yep. If you guys are not on the same page, you definitely are going to have some issues.
Stacey and Ashley?
100%, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's huge.
Especially aliens. If it was like an alien situation.
Yeah, he went too far with that.
That just was like,
It was a bit much.
It's a little much for me, personally.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
I agree. But so she ends up giving in, and she's just like, you know what, you're right. I can't think that I'm better than you are, blah, blah, blah. Whatever. But then he tells her about the finances, too. I thought she would really be upset, but she's just like all in, for real.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see any problems with her other than everything is me, me, me. I don't know. It's starting off like every little thing has to be her way. But I was actually happy that she was just like, whatever, it is what it is. Because I was sick of seeing them argue about this, honestly. Most people would just leave. Oh, you don't believe in and you don't want to go to church. Bye. you know, if you really are into it, you know.
And people say they don't talk about that in the beginning, but that's like an important thing to talk about. Don't waste your time.
Right.
I don't think that this story has unraveled enough, though, because you can't have a fight about religion and babies and then just table it because it doesn't go anywhere.
No.
So since they don't have any resolution, this is guaranteed to come up back again.
Yep.
And maybe we'll find out something about the visa process and what's really going on with that, because they're saying they can't say anything about it.
Right.
Which I thought was weird, because it's your case. If you have a pending case number for a K-1 visa, you should be able to go and talk about your case. They Absolutely. Shouldn't tell you your own personal case is classified. That doesn't make sense to me.
So now, Michael and Juliana. Juliana can't get the prenup off her mind, but she got what she wanted. He said, you know what? No prenup. The kids will be okay. We'll be fine. I don't want this to seem like a business transaction. It was, like, easy.
Good.
It was complaining for what? A few days? And I don't have to sign a prenup? Thank you.
I think that he didn't want to look bad on TV. I think that he caved in specifically because there was that mediator involved, and the mediator put everything in black and white, and all Juliana had to do was, like, reel that in.
Yep. Yep. And then when the producer asked, they're like, well, do you trust him? She's like, I don't trust anyone. Mm-hmm. It's like, I don't know about her. I know they're married now, like, but, like, if we're just watching it like we are now, and we didn't even know that they're married, I would not think that this would last long. She was just mainly worried. As far as the prenup, it wasn't like, okay, well, let's make sure the terms are okay. It was more like, well, who's going to take care of me? Like, she doesn't think it's going to last, is the vibe that I got. It's like, well, what happens if this, and you're supposed to take care of me, and you're supposed to... He's not saying that he's not. He's just trying to make sure that his kids are protected.
Yeah.
And which I feel like it upset me a little bit when he's just like, oh, okay, the kids will be fine. Don't do that. I love those kids.
I know. They're so cute.
Those are my kids.
Those are my kids. My TV kids.
Yeah, I don't agree with that. I think he should have stuck with the prenup. But just make sure the terms are fair.
Yeah.
That's all you needed to do.
Absolutely.
And I think that that would have been reasonable, but apparently he was maybe afraid of the way he would be portrayed on TV, or maybe afraid of losing her altogether.
Yeah. So. Already now.
Unfortunate. Hopefully those babies are taken care of. I'm sure they will be.
Oh, yeah. They're going to be.
But no, and then we don't know the divorce laws from where they are, so I don't know if it's like a 50-50 state or what, but
I hope not.
Or maybe there's something that we know, maybe last minute they ended up getting a prenup.
Yep.
Before they got married. And hopefully we're not talking about it because it's an NDA.
If Sarah's around, I'm sure they signed something.
Sure those kids are protected. She's not dumb. I think Michael is pretty in love with Juliana. I think that, you know, there is a control thing, but I don't know if it's as bad as I thought it was before. I don't, because she seems like
she's working him.
Well, seeing their dynamic on Instagram and stuff, and seeing them in live videos, like it doesn't seem as much as I would think. You know, seeing their like personal home videos and stuff. So, we shall see.
We shall see. Moving on, Emily and Sasha. So he meets with the mom and Betsy, the sister Betsy, whatever, and he ends up saying that he's been married twice before. I'm like, dude, you have one job.
And that was to keep your mouth shut.
To keep your mouth shut. Play it off. But he just gave up information that he didn't have to give up. What were your thoughts on that?
I think that it would have come out anyway. Yeah. So I think it was better that it came out now, so it doesn't look like he was hiding anything later on.
And there wasn't a huge reaction. I mean, it was just Betsy. He made sure just Betsy was in the room when he said that or whatever. But I thought you would get more of a reaction. But I feel like she knows her sister. She's not even surprised at this point, you know?
I don't know. I think Betsy was hating a little bit. I'm not sure how I felt about their whole situation. I think that it's hard having your sister and her husband and their newborn living in your space. And I think that she does have some reservations about Sasha. But the way she treats him, even though it's her house, I just think it's a little like, ooh, you're not even really giving him an opportunity to get to know him. You already put all your thoughts onto him, saying, you know, obviously you don't have the marriage part down yet. And I think that when she got mad at him with the whole food thing, which we can totally talk about, but I think that was like more of a power struggle. And then when she said to her own sister that, you know, not I'll be here for you whatever you decide. I'll be here for you when it doesn't work out. Yeah. And I was like, ooh.
She's the older sister.
Yes.
Okay, so I think she might, yeah, no, but I think it also has to do a little control thing. Maybe because Emily seems like more of the passive type, and maybe the sister kind of ran the show before Sasha, you know? So maybe she listened to her about everything. So now Sasha comes in. He's kind of like dominant, and so it's just like you said, a power struggle.
We'll
so
learn a lot more about this.
Yeah.
And maybe it's a little bit that sister rivalry thing. Like, I don't know it, but you know, I've heard that, you know, she's a younger sister, she's already now married with a kid, and I don't know Betsy's situation, but from what I'm seeing on TV and the limited thing that I am seeing on TV, it doesn't look like she has someone.
Well, that's just Hayden. That's not even sister.
I'm just saying that's not it even could be a rivalry. Thing where it's like, hey, you know, I'm the older sister, maybe I should be having all of these things. And
she feels left behind.
Left behind a little bit.
Well, listen, you're not missing out with Sasha. Honestly, you dodged a bullet, okay? You should be happy. You should be praising. Oh, yeah. So a praise dancer that you are not with Sasha. Because he is a mess, honestly. Let's talk about really quick this junk food situation. Is someone allowed to touch or throw away food that they didn't buy in your house?
No.
Okay.
No.
Because I didn't think she was tripping. No. I felt like Emily should have said more than she did. She's just like, oh, don't.
Sasha, don't throw it away.
That's what I'm saying. Not. She's super passive.
Yeah.
And so, like,
I think she just doesn't want to rock the boat. Okay. I think that at the end of the day, Sasha, you don't live there. You don't live anywhere right now. You're a visitor. So you should act accordingly. And I think that, like she said, if you don't live here, you didn't buy this food, you're not throwing any food away. You came in with your fresh fruit, eat the fresh fruit, and just ignore the rest.
And keep be quiet.
Absolutely.
So you think he's entitled?
Something.
Well, I think we saw the real reason that he didn't want the food in is a bigger thing of that he doesn't want his wife eating the food. Because he's shown it more and more and more every episode, but like he's very controlling of her body and what it looks like.
Absolutely. Yeah.
He wants her to look a certain way, and he's unhappy with the weight that she gave
just
the baby.
Had a baby, and she's
it's Sasha.
But so that's
surprise there.
He's very immature.
Yeah, and that's who was putting it in her head of why she's getting so insecure. You know, because a guy'd be like, "Oh, take your time." Like someone that's really compassionate and caring about you would be like, "Take your time." I mean, I want the best for you. I still want you to be healthy, but like, you just had a baby.
I also think he sees. Sorry, Linda. Sorry. I just think he also, like, not to be mean in that regard, I wonder if because he sees her sister, he like doesn't want her.
That's exactly what I was about to say.
Betsy says
that he's weight shaming, and I think that that's exactly what he's doing. He's looking at the sister and seeing the sister. And remember, I said to you,
they look alike.
Yeah, they look alike. Mm-hmm. He doesn't want that for her, but he cannot control her body.
Nope.
She just had a baby. He needs to calm all the way down.
Yep.
Because it's not okay.
Also, look at her mom. Her mom is tiny. So
And not just that, but like in life, you're gonna get sick. Marriages, like things happen to people. They get diseases. Like if you can't handle this, how the hell are you gonna handle something that you get in a car accident and can't walk? Like you know.
All right,
what I mean?
Moving on, y'all. Tanya and Sinjin. Tanya is living her best life at the beach, flirting, dancing, getting drunk, having fun with her girls. Girl talk, and Sinjin's over here, almost getting cussed out by her mom about Jack Daniels. It's a lot going on.
It's a lot.
It is a lot going on in the she shed, isn't it?
He is so alone, you guys.
I feel bad. I'm like, and she has no, like, remorse or, like, anything. She's just like, well, I can't give that to you. Like, I just can't.
That's pure
selfishness. You want me to call you or text you and let you know I'm safe or that I made it or what? I can't do that. Why is this so big? Why is it so big of a deal? Why can't you just text someone?
Control. I just think that she's not a relationship kind of person. She's not interested in it. I think she wants him when she wants him, but any other time it's like, I'm done.
Yeah. And then
you're doing me.
FaceTime him with another dude. You know how already not there.
I think this is a power control thing with like how we've seen with some of the men on the show. It's like a kind of, this is how I have Sinjin in the back of my pocket. When I need him, he's there. All his attention's on me because it's a power and control thing.
That's
like
all it is.
And so it's like, what can I do to make him feel insecure? Yeah.
And you're stuck at the house
doing.
Type thing.
In the she shed.
Right.
With my mom and no friends, no family. Like isolation. Like,
yeah. That was pure inappropriateness. Uh-huh. Like having the guy in the FaceTime. Yeah.
Inviting
chat.
Him, flirting.
That
she knows what
crazy.
She's doing.
That was crazy.
Linda, any thoughts?
And the fact that she, go ahead, Linda.
I mean, you guys have said it all. I think that she has a narcissistic personality.
Ooh.
And I think that because she's so unwilling to compromise, because he really isn't asking for much. You are in a strange country. You do not know it. And yes, you might be well-traveled. But if your significant other is all he's asking is for you to say, hey, I'm home safe. He's not saying don't go party, don't go drink, don't go have fun and live your best life. He's just saying, once you've done that, could you send me a quick text? And you're saying, no, you can't commit to that. You can't promise that. But then you want him to impregnate you and have that lifelong commitment? No.
No.
I think you should continue to go do you, Tanya, and like call it a day.
And that's why her whole family said he'll see like how she is. Like she's controlling and stuff. And I feel like if it was Sinjin going out with some friends here, she'd be all up on the phone. FaceTime me. Show me where you're at.
Yeah.
Yeah, if the tables were turned, she'd be all over that.
Can you imagine him FaceTiming at a party, living his best life with some chick?
Mm-hmm. She would have all his stuff
on the curb.
Absolutely.
Like the mom, she kind of was like, well, if he messes up, I'll be... What did she say? Something like that? She said, well, if he messes up, like, she's going to be watching. I don't know. I remember
she's
something
tough.
Like that. She's tough. Like, that's why her
I have a question. Is he on, like, a... budget or like an allowance while she's out of town? Because like the mom like is like, do not touch my Jack Daniels, you can go down and buy some, but does he have any money?
No idea. I mean, they haven't even mentioned that.
They haven't mentioned that.
Hi, mm-hmm. Isn't sad.
She did mention that like if he wanted to look into the workshopping class and get that all started, that she would support that. So maybe she is supporting him in some way, like a weekly, monthly allowance. Like, here you go.
Could be. All right, last couple, Blake and Jasmine. Really, really, like I said at the beginning of the show, not much with them other than Jasmine not really trying to open up to his friends. Or family. Do you think she's just being rude, or do you think she's really shy and reserved and, you know, private?
I don't think it's shy. I think it's just more reserved, and she's making a conscious effort to not engage with her, with his friends or his family. I think it's a conscious effort. She's not interested.
Right. Period. I agree. Mm-hmm.
And it's very sad, and it's unfortunate, and I think that he needs to really take a close look at that, because it does make me question her motives.
Yes.
Why are you not interested in your spouse's family? Why are you not interested in your spouse's friends? That's very important, because that his family shaped who he is. Mm-hmm. And why wouldn't you want to love on his mom?
Yeah, and like cook with her.
And cook like, with her. Those are moments that you want. You know, you want to be able to call him like, yeah, me and your mom just made a great Caribbean meal together. Why wouldn't you want those moments together? So that's concerning to me.
It is.
Because it's like, why?
That part.
Just what she said.
How do you not want to bond with his mom? That's going to be your stepmom.
Your mother-in-law.
Your mother-in-law for life if you really, you know, are getting married. I don't know.
A little bit, though, when I met her, I noticed that, when we personally met her, I noticed that she wasn't very talkative either. And
she was
quiet, too. So I don't know if it could be both things. But.
All right, you guys, we're going to move on to the special segment. What do you think, really quick? Just one question. Stacey, what you got for us?
Ooh, I have so many, guys.
Do one.
Okay. Would you be okay with your significant other going out in another country and not checking in with you when you ask them to? Would you stay with that?
No. Mess around with me.
Oh.
All you guys?
I mean, no. That's so multi-level. Like, if you're not checking in, are you not checking in your whole trip? Or just that one night?
Just if you ask them, hey, check in with me, like, when you get there, when you leave, whatever.
If you're doing the Tanya.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah,
no.
You come home.
I'm not into
she
sharing.
Bye. Thank you, Stacey. It's time for news and gossip,
guys,
Linda.
I'm going to try to get through it all. If I can't, I can't, but I'm going to try. So, Michael and Angela, guys, why was Michael crying? Because we know that he got denied the visa, and we all thought it's Michael's fault, even Angela. That's why she hopped on a plane to find out the answers in Nigeria. But turns out it might be Angela that's the problem. Problems being she has 2 DUI convictions, and she is still on probation for one of them.
Meemaw.
The number of people living in her household versus the income she's coming in that has come in. She has 9 people living in that household that she's supporting. Michael would be the 10th. She has an other daughter who has been arrested and convicted on a major felony. So they look into all of these things when they factor in the K-1 visa. Mm. The other issue is that... So Nigeria is a hotbed and notorious for fraud, unfortunately. And so they look into her being considered high alert because she is older. He is younger. She can't have a kid in this whole K-1 process. So why is it that he's trying to come over to America? So the other factor is, and I'm trying to find my numbers real quick, it is in Nigeria, in the same approval period, in one approval period, there has been 725,000 K-1s issued from Nigeria versus 7,000 from the Philippines in that same time frame. So you can imagine how they have to sift through so many, and that's part of the reason. So if you put all that together, that is the reason why he is potentially denied the K-1 visa.
Wow.
Yeah. Moving on to Jasmine and Blake. As of today, they're still a couple. She went on to her Instagram stories to answer a bunch of Q&As. One of the questions are, how are you and Blake? She responds, we are great. Another friend asked if they plan on having children. She said yes. She opened up about why they left Finland, and she says that because of Blake's career here in Hollywood, but eventually they want to end up back in Finland someday. She also is claiming that the show is portraying her in a different light and that they're portraying her to be the villain and to be the unlike character, but that's definitely not who she is as a person. Emily and Sasha, Emily took to her Instagram with a Q&A on the first of the year of 2020 to defend the misconceptions of her relationship. And basically, she's saying that it's going to be the last time that she speaks about Masha, which is Sasha's ex-wife. She's basically saying that she begged him to have a baby because she's 24, he's 22, and in that district, you're an old maid if you're not married with children by 25. She says, in quotes, he is not a serial impregnator. She explains to her fans that the ex-wife made the reason that they talked to the ex-wife is to make sure that she's getting the Western money that's being deposited into her accounts all the time and the clothing that they send and all of that. And she claims that Sasha actually is a really good provider to his children, despite what you've heard. And then she goes on to say that they're going to be raising their son in America. They're going to teach him Russian and English, and that, you know, at the end of the day, they're like a great family.
All right.
Well, good for them.
Yeah, good for them. They can have it, okay?
Side eye.
They can have it. And that concludes episodes 8 and 9. You guys go ahead and like, comment, and subscribe. Go crazy in the comments. Where can everyone find y'all?
Guys, I'm on social media all across at Linda Is So Girly.
You guys can find me all over social media at Stacey_Olivas and at Night A Fiance Now.
You guys can find me on Instagram at Ms. Ashley Marie. You can slide in my DMs. I do respond.
Ooh, and you can follow me all over at Hey Alex Bowers. We'll see you guys next week.
Woo!
Bye, guys. Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are the...